Do you know, I often came across clients that overstretch themselves financially. Well, why do I say that? For the start, I have family that basically have higher installment from electrical appliances to furniture. Changing to a new car every few years with low down payment is not uncommon. 10 years loan at 3% interest rate, small case. Do grab law to cover. Why you worried? Sound familiar? When they're short of cash, what do? Obviously, sell their existing property law, then cash out to settle their financial problem. Next, they repeat the process again by buying another bigger house and with a higher monthly mortgage till they hit 65. Ask them if they have any down payment for the next property, even at 5,000. Sorry, ho. For this, they even need to raise money. Kind of sad. Ask them if they have any saving to tide over rainy days ahead. The obvious answer is no. Maybe last 2 to 3 months still can. And even anymore, they will need to swipe their credit card now. This is a typical case of financially not savvy property owners. When everything is fine, got a job and bonuses, they live like a king and queen. But when they are met with family emergency, such as medical expenses or debt issue, the only quick fix is to sell their existing property. It's kind of sad, but that is the reality. Unfortunately, they never plan for rainy days ahead. They assume every day is a Sunday. For those watching this video, you'll be good to stand by at least 6 to 12 months of living expenses in case of any emergency. Any extra, continue to build up a solid ammunition so that if opportunity arises, you can seize the day by upgrading to a bigger and better property. And always prepare for rainy days ahead. As the saying goes, when it's good time, prepare for the bad time. When it's bad time, prepare for the good time ahead.